John Batchelor. This is the new John Batchelor Show, CBS Audio Network. Brett Aarons is here, the man I call when there's a market crash, or looks like one, some excitement. However, gold is never either exciting or bad news. It's always good to watch. Brett is watching gold these days, and with the inflation imminent, probably already here. In fact, I think inflation just came into my studio and sat down and grinned at me. All right. That tells me it's a death's head grin. You know that, Brett. It tells me that gold should be well positioned, even outperforming, but it's not. Brett, what explains this?
What explains this is something called real yields. Essentially, when you look at the bond market, people may be feeling that the bond market is anticipating rising inflation, although it has not yet panicked. I say not yet, not because I think it's going to panic, but because it hasn't panicked so far. But even though the bond market is worried that inflation is ticking up, the so-called real yield on bonds, which is essentially the amount of money you can earn after inflation on bonds, is also going up. And what you need for inflation is, what you need for gold prices is for real yields to be falling. Essentially, the issue with gold is that if it costs you money to own, then you sort of wonder why, you know, if you're saying, look, why am I holding gold and it's earning me 0% when I can invest my money and the financial markets and earn 5% or 10%. So that's sort of the downside for gold. So what's been happening with gold? Gold has come down since last fall, and that is basically due to the movement of real yields in the bond market. It's a technical thing, but essentially it explains why the gold price has been coming down, even though inflation or inflation concerns have been ticking up.
Gold is where you run to during times of inflation, during times of doubt. Don't we have a lot of that? I mean, good heavens, Brett. Yeah, have you heard that Germany has failed with vaccine? I mean, that's risk. So
no, I understand. I mean, one thing that really got me interested in this whole topic was that essentially, you'd think this would be a moment when gold right. would be doing very, very well. The analysis really, there's a guy called Charles Bilello, who I was writing about. He is in the markets, and he had a very, very good explanation. And he essentially said, look, gold should be going up. You'd think gold was going up, would be going up, but it isn't. And the reason is so-called real or inflation-adjusted interest rates on Treasury bonds are going up.
What about threats? What about insecurity? What about instability? We just had a large ship stuck in the Suez Canal. Doesn't that make gold a place to run to?
Well, look, you'd think so, and I'm not discouraging you from going out and buying gold.
No, gold is
yes, I'm agreeing with you in the sense that, and I suspect most listeners would have the same intuitive feeling, which is, look, not only things like the Suez Canal, but actually to me, what's really interesting is just this gigantic spending spree that's going on in Washington. And I'm not making a necessarily partisan point, but you look at the skyrocketing deficits and the idea that basically, I mean, now we're talking another $4 trillion. I'm old enough to remember when the joke about Washington was $1 billion here and $1 billion there. And sooner or later, you're talking about real money. Now, I mean, who would even get out of bed for $1 billion? Now it's $1 trillion here. So I would have, you know, with my old-fashioned pre-Bernanke sort of economic hat on, I would have assumed that gold would be rising at a time when we have this amount of uncertainty and all this money printing and, you know, these deficits. But it has so far been going down. And as I said, that is the explanation for that has been the rise in real yields. So
one more detail, and we just have 3 minutes, so we're going to be quick. Social Security, a pension at the end of your pension, Social Security. It's in arrears. It owes $16 trillion, something like that, some fantastic number. We do not have enough new workers to pay for the older workers. Is Washington obliged to get serious about this, or is this some other person's problem in the year 2040? We just have a couple of minutes.
Washington will get serious about it only when we force it to. I cannot believe that this dog isn't barking and barking louder. One of the ironies, by the way, ironic little bit of information, is that the amount we have added to the United States national debt this millennium is $17 trillion, which almost exactly matches the amount we owe on Social Security. So the deficits we've run over the last 20 years, had they been spent towards Social Security, would mean that the program was fully funded. It is a crisis that is, you know, it's the iceberg. We're the Titanic, it's the iceberg, and we're heading towards it. And I am baffled that it has essentially not been a major topic of debate in any presidential election since 2000, really. We're talking about almost everything else. And it is the single biggest economic issue for, I think, any American over the age of 30. In fact, if not every American altogether. If we don't fix this, within a decade, you know, benefits are going to be cut by as much as 20%.
Right. I think you had a statistic that was shocking. In order to fix it, we need $110,000 per family, right? That'll do it. If everybody sends a check.
That's the size of the deficit. That's the size of the gap. If we wanted to pay it off tomorrow.
So $110,000 per family, spread that over a lifetime. You're certainly talking about $2,000 a year. Everybody has to send an extra. Every family has to send an extra. We can do that. For the next emergency, when gold behaves the way it should. Brett Ahrens is the return on investment, ROI, columnist for MarketWatch, writing about gold, writing about Social Security, and not yet, but we're all looking for the Groundhog Day column about Wall Street. In trouble again, lending to people who are dodgy. What a surprise. I'm John Batchelor. This is the new John Batchelor Show on CBS Audio Network.